The teams have arrived, and they're getting ready for the big day.
Go!
Minneapolis, host to the Super Bowl, has turned its convention center into a place where kids can test their football skills. Because of widespread flu in the U.S., some reports have compared these venues to a giant petri dish. Minnesota already has a lot of flu activity, and people can spread the virus even before they show symptoms.
Anytime that you have large groups of people congregating in enclosed spaces, you know, it always offers an opportunity for more efficient, I guess, sharing of germs.
Volunteers disinfect equipment after each use at these pre-Super Bowl events so the flu doesn't spread.
They've been wiping everything down, sanitizing it before the kids use it.
But big events are not the only things that can increase the risk for spreading a virus.
Even going to someone's house to watch the game on TV, you know, you're gathering with people, and, you know, we know that people, when they're coughing and sneezing, or there's a recent study that's showing even just breathing, you could be transmitting viruses.
Dr. Jeff Kwong was the lead author of a new study that shows that respiratory viruses, especially influenza, can affect the heart.
What we showed was that you're six times more likely to have a heart attack during the week after being tested and testing positive for influenza infection.
Those most at risk? People over the age of 65. Back in Minnesota, public health officials are telling people attending the football game to try to avoid close contact with sick people, to wash their hands often, avoid touching their eyes and noses, and if they haven't yet gotten their flu shot, to get it, because the flu season is not yet over. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.